Erev Tov, Rabotai. So tonight, we didn't have one last week. We're going to have a question and answer session. Josh just reminded me to do my regular Tuesday night monologue. So I want to explain that it's something that's on my mind for a long time, and I like to share it with the Bachram because it's important in every aspect of Avodat Hashem, especially now when you're Bachurim and you're molding your learning skills, tefillah skills, hashkafa for the future. Everything is being molded now so that when you leave and go out, I don't even want to call it the real world, when you go out into the world and you get married and have families and whatever, you're able to apply what you learn not only here, throughout your whole chinuch, but especially here, to your regular life. Many times, what I see happening is, especially, and you need to take this like straight, I'm not, no judging, no nothing, just the mature straight way, especially by guys who are a little bit fruming out or flipping out at a certain stage in their life, meaning they're raised maybe a little bit less from, a little bit more traditional. Baruch Hashem, they've grown up. If you're here now, that means you flipped out at one stage or another. Nachon? Tzodek or lo tzodek?
So, some people are always...
Even better. But I'm saying, I hate to use the word because it has like a negative connotation, but flip out, I don't like that because somebody non-religious made that up. You know what I'm saying? And they flip out, oh, you're making like... become Majnun. No, you didn't become crazy.
Flip back. I refer to it as deprogramming. Meaning, it sounds like brainwashing, but it's not. It's deprogramming. You're taking what modern orthodoxy provided you with and programmed you to be with. It's me saying this.
It's okay. Anyway,
I like that.
Mikol Makom, what happens sometimes is throughout the process of the whatever you want to call it, deprogramming, flipping out, whatever it is, you get very frum and very zealous, which is excellent, which makes you dress a certain way and pray a certain way and learn a certain way and adhere to mitzvot a certain way. Now, many times that zealousness, which we'll call zrizut, hitlahavut, whatever it is, many times it's healthy and it comes from a place of overcompensation, which means you feel like you were lacking it, not you, but whoever it is, sometimes can feel, well, I was lacking this for X amount of years, now I need to make up for lost time, kavyachol. But sometimes it passes the boundary to unhealthy. If it's causing anxiety, if it's causing over chumrot, and it's causing you to be taken over by a feeling of negativity towards yourself and towards people around you. Everything negative. The Torah is not negative, the Torah is positive. Both ta'ase and the lo ta'ase. Torah is derachai derachai noam v'chonit v'tah shalom. Talmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Lo osim machlokot. So, sometimes if a person feels that he is overly anxious, overly negative, causing fights with the family, sometimes things like that happen. You got to time out. Take a step back. Recalculate. Consult with your Rebbeim. Am I doing this right? Not to say that you're doing it wrong. But sometimes there's a word in English called quirks. You know what quirks are? Q-U-I-R-K-S. Like everybody has their thing. So when he flipped out, he got this way. Take it easy. There's a way to do everything. And just like you ask your Rebbe a shayla, you ask your Rav a shayla about a certain halacha, whatever it is. These things sometimes require a shayla as well. Requires a shayla how to navigate. Am I being too uptight about it? I feel like it's taking over my simchat ha-chaim. I feel like I'm less happy. You know how many times I hear that? People get closer to Torah and mitzvot, they stark out, and then their parents tell me they're less happy. Now sometimes it's the parents who are misreading it. So I take everything parents say with a grain of salt because sometimes they don't chav. I get it. By the way, I respect parents very much. They know their child. But sometimes they just don't get the ins and outs, whatever. But if I see objectively that a person, after being mitkarev la Torah mitzvot, is less happy, and something's wrong. Because Torah mitzvot makes you happy. It makes you calm. It makes you ahuv al abriyot. So you have to... There's no one size fits all. I can't tell you that. Every person, once in a while, you have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Close your eyes, whatever it is. Go through your life. Is everything the way it should be? Am I navigating properly? Am I doing this the right way? You don't want to do Avodat Hashem weird. You see a lot of people doing it weird. You don't want to be one of those. You want to do it right. You want to do it the way HaKadosh Baruch wants you to. Rabotai, that's a big thing. And I'm not saying anything specific or whatever. Every once in a while, take a step back. Ask yourself, am I healthy? What am I struggling with? Where can I get better? Am I less happy? I know some people, they get closer to Torah mitzvot, they lose all their friends. Hey, hello, hello. What happened? They lose their sense of humor. What, are you kidding me? Can you imagine I didn't have a sense of humor? Nobody want to listen to me, right? I'd be bone dry. Can you imagine me without a sense of humor? Really boring. Part of the Torah. Not me. Look at all Gedolei Yisrael. Look how funny they were. Maran Zichron Racha was really... Chaim Kanievsky, Alav Shalom, very funny. Always made jokes. And why? Because the Torah infused with Simchat Chaim. People flip out. Whoa, Makara. You know what I'm talking about? Lat lat. Take it easy. Laugh a little bit. Makara. Smile. Hakol beseder. They walk around like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Mata Kadosh Baruch Hu. Take it easy. Take it easy. That's the idea. It's a rant that I wanted to say for a long time, but I think it's very important. Not because the parents told me this, that I don't do things because parents tell me. I do things because I love the Bachurim and I want them to be fulfilled and wholesome and good and happy. Like you have to be. And if you're not busy, that's good. Overworked, excellent. Why? If you're busy, both with your learning, your limudachol avdin, whatever it is, that's good. The busier you are, the less time the yetzer hara has to get to your head. You're bored, whatever, balagan. Be busy. Be busy with your learning, overworked, akol mitzuyan. Get downtime. Do your, relax. Enjoy, Shabbatot and Fridays and whatever. But when you need to work, you work. When you need to learn, you learn. When you need to study, you study. Do what you need to do. Because that's the Soda Hatzlacha for life. Busy is good. Unhappy, not healthy. Unbalanced, angry, without friends, without a sense of humor. Or if you feel your personality changed since you were mitchazik, also no good. Only changes for the better, not backtrack. And if you feel you need to talk to somebody, I'm always here. The other Rebbeim are always here. That's what I have to say for tonight. Okay, Josh? There, I said it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Question on this topic.
Yeah.
How does someone, when they're in a situation that's not something they're so comfortable around, maybe with people that aren't at the same religious level as them, how do they maintain like the mindset of where they're holding without becoming desensitized to everyone else by everything that's happening around them?
Very good question. So I would say like this. Just because you're around other people, even if they're very close to you, and they're not on the same level religiously as you, you don't have to conform to them. You can be strong in your convictions. That's part of your Avodat Hashem. There's going to be situations in life, nisyonot, that test your dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer you are to the people, the harder the test is. Aval ma? Be gibur chai. Don't worry about it. But what? Be na'im. Not like, yeah, my own. But Be pleasant about it. Be sweet. You know how I always say in life, it's all about the delivery. It's how you express yourself. Go with that. Meaning, there's certain things you have to draw. Okay, you know, a question I unfortunately... You have to come with us to the mixed beach. And you have to sit there. No. I can't. Ze asur. Ani asur. That's a yes or no. You know what I'm saying? That's a... Mata tzchayek. I can't go. Mani asur ze asur. Ze geinam ze. What am I supposed to do? No, no. Bring a book. Are you crazy? Bring a book. Ma, bring a book. Yeshama malach amavet. Yeah. No. But I'm saying if it's not a situation like that, learn to navigate. Smile. Be naim. Explain to them why you're like this. Explain to them. You know how many times I tell Bachram to tell their parents, tell them how happy Torah mitzvot makes you. You know how many times Bachram don't say that? They get all frum and they get all... And they don't tell their parents that they're happy. Do you know the one thing any normal parent wants in the world is to see their children happy? I don't understand people. So go to your parents and tell them, not you. Tell them how happy it makes you. Show them happy it makes you. They'll be super supportive because any parent wants their... That's the goal in life, is to, for your family, for your children to be happy. If they see it's making you happy and it's making you wholesome and it's not turning you away... They're going to be your biggest advocates. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the delivery. Learn to navigate. Again, if it's not kosher, it can't help you. You know what I'm saying? How many shiurim have we dedicated to navigating chalak versus glat, yashan versus not, navigating, safek svekot, v'safek svekot, all sorts of solutions. Sometimes the solutions exist, sometimes they don't. But when they exist, take advantage. And use it as a learning and teaching opportunity. That's the idea. Be naim. Be pleasant. Be sweet. It pays off. What do you want to ask?
I have a halacha question.
Always with your halachot.
You're good. I like to put a drink in the freezer on Shabbat to turn into like ice or slush.
Mutar. That's mutar because... Over there, even though it's turning, it's changing form, it's happening by itself. As opposed to when do we say that it's molid, you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbat into water. Sometimes kids like to do that. They like to take ice and turn it into a slushy. Bang it, zasu. Why? Because you're doing that by yad.
Ice? Let's say you turn it into ice, but you want to take that, put soda in the freezer. Now you take that soda and I crush it.
You can't manually crush it. If it's like that, you can pour it out, whatever. Or if, let's say, you have ice, and you want to, or like an ices, and you want to turn it into a slushy, zasur, if you're doing it by hand. You can freeze or melt and let it happen on its own. But to do it by yad is isur de rabbanan of nolad. Anybody else? Yeah, hello. Asur. Because that's called... No, a little bit is fine, but if you're... You know how they make cocktails?
Yeah.
They put the alcohol and the drinks, whatever, and they put the ice inside...
But it's not to break up the ice, it's just to make it colder. It's cold.
It's to mix up the cocktail.
But it's breaking the ice. You're making a slushy.
Sometimes it's straight out the ice. I don't even want the ice. Sometimes different types, but like...
The ones that you're going like that, it's to crack up the ice, no?
Just make it cold and mix it right.
If it's not to break up the ice, then it would be muta.
Coming on matters.
But if it's big chunks of ice and you... do like that to break it up, is that so? Yeah, go ahead.
So two questions.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was always told that one day for Hashem, one day for us, is a thousand years for Hashem.
Afuch.
The opposite. So
one day of Hashem's is a thousand years for us.
So I was going through Tehillim and I...
Elef shanim be'aneicha, yom etmol ki yavor ve'ashumana ba'layla.
And I found this pasuk and I'm like... That's the pasuk that they must get it from.
Yeah, you say it every Shabbat morning.
But I asked her Rav.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who. And he said that's not true. That Hashem's not bound by time.
It's for us that's true. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above time.
So
it's for us to perceive Kavyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timeline, which he doesn't have one. That's true.
So what does that mean? How do we interpret that for our daily lives? How do we understand that? What's the Musar, I guess?
There's a lot of things that we attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Kavyachol, which means as if. You know, Midot, you know, body parts, which we know Hashem doesn't have. All these things that we attribute for us to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu better based on our limited human perception and comprehension. So for us to understand, what we want to say, a long time for us is really a short time for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's how we explain it. What else?
The second question was, another thing growing up, we hear you bring food into the bathroom, it becomes not kosher. But I don't know if that's true or not.
So, again, preferably a person should not bring in food into the bathroom because it has ruach ra'ah in the bathroom. If a person b'di'avad brought food into the bathroom and it's something that can be washed off, like fruits, vegetables, stuff like that, it's best to do so 3 times. If it's something that can't be washed off, bread and things of that nature, b'di'avad, the food is still mutar because we consider... First of all, there are poskim who say, Marshal and others, that say that Ruach Ra'ah does not exist anymore, especially according to the poskim that say that our bathrooms are different than the bitak he said that there was Bizman Chazal, so at least on a b'di'avad level, the food would still be mutar. I know some people, they have this weird, crazy minhag that in their morning routine when they get ready and they wash their face and take a shower or whatever, they bring their coffee with them into the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about? Very, very strange, and lo nachon lefi halacha bichlal. Don't do that. Don't do that. Spit it out. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Josh.
Controversial question. If someone's driving, you're walking on Shabbat, someone's driving, and they roll down the window and say Shabbat Shalom to you while they're driving, can you say Shabbat Shalom back?
Smile and nod.
In yeshiva,
happens in a lot more places.
Happens everywhere.
It's unfortunate, but it happens. In yeshiva, smile and nod. Don't say Shabbat Shalom because it's like you're being machzik vide over avera. Ignore him completely. I'm rushing. I'm sorry. Got to run. Huh? Be well. Say tefillah. Say perek tehillim she'achzor b'tshuva. Skin. Hold on, a shao mi skin. Last one.
In yeshiva, they would always tell, a rabbi would tell us, to if you ever see someone that looks like he's not dati, you should say Shabbat Shalom Kodesh, in hopes that he responds Shabbat Shalom Kodesh back to you, so that he accepts the Kiddush of Shabbat. So I guess mixed into that, is it worth it to respond Shabbat Shalom Kodesh? That way, if they respond Shabbat Shalom Kodesh...
By the way, I'll tell you something else. The Poskim even write, Poskim and Mekubalim, if you see somebody engaged in any Avira, especially Chilul Shabbat, you're not allowed to look. You have to look away. It's Mitamtem Tanushama. Even if you know what's happening, whatever, turn away, don't look. Sometimes we look, we're curious, don't look. It's very, very bad for the neshama, and it desensitizes us to Chilul Shabbat and the other avirot that we're watching, so you have to turn away. Tov Rabotai. Laila Tov, see you tomorrow.